And I'm feeling directionless, yes, and that's to be expected. And I know that best. Increase in mourning, another day's lost. You've just written one dream. I reply fast. Oh, you need to save me. Oh, you need to save me.
It's calm,
calm. And I'll be caught on the floor, hiding out from it all. So I'm going to stop troubling you. Buried in my yard, a letter to send to you. And if I forget, or God forbid, die too soon, know that you'll hear me and know that I wrote to you. Oh, you need to save me. Oh, you need to save me.
Please call,
call, and I'll be caught on the floor, hiding out from it.
How are you all doing? Hello? Hello? Hey? Hello? Hello? I do a very welcome to the Cafe Del Mundo open mic. I'm Tina, your host, and I'll do a couple of songs, and then the board here, if anybody hasn't been on before doesn't know, if you want to get up and do a bit, how are you doing? Just put your name on the board and we'll call you up according to your name on the board. So one at a time, please.
My clothes are all ragged, my blue jean coat's not the best, and I'm walking on cardboard in my last dollar dress. I went to the closet to find my wedding gown, but the box that it came in was all that I found. Took everything with him that wasn't nailed down. Bet he's got a new sweetheart to wear my wedding gown. So one day I'll find him and they'll have peace of mind. And the box he comes home in will be all satin lined. Took everything with him and wasn't nailed down. Bet he's got a new sweetheart to wear my wedding gown. But one day I'll find him and they'll have peace of mind. And the box he comes home in will be all set. Everything with him that wasn't nailed down. That he's got a new sweetheart to wear my wedding gown. But one day I'll find him and I'll have peace of mind. And the box he comes home in will be all set.
Cha-cha-cha. Right, so next up we have James Only. James Only? Only James? James Only. James was on his own tonight.
There's this movement on to
get everyone using the internet. There's a slogan they're launching this week. So this is my response to it. Get online. My arse. Thank you. Thank you very much, Dan.
There we go. That was the one and only James King. So very good, James. Thank you. Not James only, the only James King. And Jane Beaker as well, doing a bit of percussion there. Very well done. Right, next up now we have Paul. So Paul to the stage.
She's got everything she needs. She's an artist, she don't look back. She's got everything she needs. She's an artist, she don't look back. She can take a day out off the nighttime, paint the daytime black. You'll start out standing, proud to steal her anything she sees. You will start out standing, proud to steal her anything she sees. You'll wind up peeking through the keyhole, down upon your knees. Got no place to fall. She won't stumble. Got no place to fall. Sure, she's nobody's child. The law can't touch her at all. She's a hypnotist collector, you're a walking antique. Bow down on Sunday. Bow down on Sunday. See her when her birthday comes. Bow down on Sunday. Salute her when her birthday comes. For Halloween by her trumpet, Christmas by her a drum. Ah, she's everything she needs. She's an artist, you don't look back. She's got everything she needs. She's an artist, you don't look back. She can take the dark out of nighttime, paint the daytime black.
Now up now we have Dan Coyle. Dan wasn't here last week, so we missed him, but he's back now. Yeah, woo! It's more like it. Yeah, it. Jesus, Dan, isn't that? It's for you.
Yeah. Hello, hello, baby, you called. Got no service in the club, you say, you say. What did you say? Are you breaking up on me? Sorry, I cannot hear you. We miss you so badly. Stop calling, stop calling. Service in the club, you say, say. What did you say? Are you breaking up on me? Sorry, I cannot hear you. I'm kinda busy, kinda busy, kinda busy. Sorry, I cannot hear you. I'm kinda busy. Just a second, it's my favorite song they're gonna play, and I cannot text you with a drink in my hand. Hey, you should've laid some plans with me. You knew that I was free. Stop calling me, I'm kinda busy. Stop calling, stop calling. I don't wanna talk anymore. I left my head and my heart on the dance floor. Stop calling, stop calling. I don't wanna think anymore. I left my head and my heart on the dance floor. Hey. Stop telephoning at me. Stop telephoning at me. I'm busy. Stop telephoning at me. Stop telephoning at me. Blowing up my phone won't make me leave no faster. Book my girl on faster. Leave my girls no faster. I should've left my phone at home, cause this is a disaster. I'm like a collector. Sorry I cannot answer. Not that I don't like you, I'm just tied up all day. And I am sick and tired of my phone ringing. You should've made some plans with me and knew that I was free. Tonight I won't stop leaving my girls, cause I'll be dancing. Not taking no calls, cause I'll be dancing. Stop calling, stop calling. I don't wanna talk anymore. I left my head and my heart on the dance floor. Stop calling, stop calling. I don't wanna think anymore. I left my head and my heart on the dance floor. Stop telephoning at me. Stop telephoning at me. I'm busy. Stop telephoning at me. Stop telephoning at me. Want, but there's no one home, and you're not gonna reach my telephone, cause I'm out in a club and I'm sipping that pop, and you're not gonna reach my telephone. Call if you want, but there's no one home. And you're not gonna reach my telephone. Cause I'm out in the club and I'm sipping that bub. And you're not gonna reach my telephone. Call if you want, but there's no one home. And you're not gonna reach my telephone. Cause I'm out in a club and I'm sipping that bub. And you're not gonna reach my telephone. Call if you want, but there's no one home. And you're not gonna reach my telephone. Out in a club and I'm sipping that bub. And you're not gonna reach my telephone.
About me, never good as good as can be. Oh, damn, sunny in the lawn. Oh, damn, hang up on the phone. Oh, there, yes, it is. It just feels bit by me. Oh, that's my mirror, Jim. I'm a good up here.
Mary Jane, one of her own songs. We were the Reverb. Thanks for listening.
So there we go, that was the Reverb. Keep it up. Very well done, boys. I love the way you broke a chair, Connell. You must have heavy bones. Right, so that was the Reverb. Thanks very much, boys. Brilliant. And now we have Dave. This is Dave. Dave's up from Bunkrana. They're starting their own open mic. So they'll probably be looking for people to play at it. So I think they're going to invite people to come down and play at it. So there we go, sir. We're spreading out to Bunkrana. We're going to Bunkrana. So, is it south? It's on the south, but it's not south. It's north. Isn't that funny?
Northern south.
The most northern part of Ireland is in the south. The most northern part is in the south.
How are you doing, guys? I'm Dave. I was here last week. Some of you, a new kid in town or whatever. So I'm going to start off a little slow, and then we'll get to a few more lively numbers. So here goes nothing. A little bit of U2, okay?
Mm-hmm.
can sing along, he's one too, it'd be great.
See the stone set in your eyes, see the foam twist in your side, and I'll wait for you. Sleight of hand and twist of fate, on a bed of nails she lets me wait, and I'll wait for you. With or without you, with or without you, oh, I can't live. With or without you, through the storm we reached the shore, gave it all, but I want more, and I wait for you. With or without you, with or without you, oh, I can't live. With or without you, and you give yourself away, and you give yourself away, and you give, and you give, and you give yourself away. My hands are tied, body's bruised, she's got me with nothing left, and nothing left to lose. And you give yourself away, and you give yourself away, and to give, and to give, and to give yourself away. With or without you, with or without you, oh, I can't live. With or without you.
Right, so we only have a couple of people left to play because it's a wee bit quieter than night, so this is your chance if anybody's a wee bit shy or anything to play to a smaller audience. This girl here? Hi, that'll do. What's her name? Gemma? I love that reaction. Oh, not me, no! Gemma. No, it's all right. Connor's going to play and then like, James and Rory's going to do it, but... And then, Gemma, you can come on and give us some of your magic. Yeah. Ah, oh, look, she can't wait to get on the stage. Yay, look at that.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup that slips away. We across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting. Possessing me. Nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change my world. Gonna change.
Connor. Thank you, Connor. You were sounding well in that medium-sized hole. It doesn't have cafe settings on the effects, but it was good. It worked for me. Worked for me. Right, so now we have a story with James and Rory. So does anybody get any problems they want solved? Is that kind of show, Mary?
What would you like a story about? Love. Love and Von Kranner. Love and Von Kranner. Love and Von Kranner.
A lady from Brunkerna liked to be called a lady. Anytime anybody called her a woman, she was highly insulted. She thought that ladies should be called ladies and all the other people in the world should be called women.
And one day she was walking up the main street in Brunkerna, feeling very forlorn because she had just been called woman three times in the last half hour. So there she was, head down, frown across her forehead, eyes lowered, thinking about the disastrous
life that she had in Brunkerna, and if she had been born in Cork or Leitrim or Wexford,
when
then she...
all of a sudden, what did she see? Whom did she see? But gorgeous George.
And George had a face on him that would not have stopped traffic, but it was the right face for her at that time, at the right time on that day.
George was absolutely magnificent. He had a golden beard frothing out from beneath his chin and up the side of his cheeks. It glittered.
And she could look into it and see the bits of gold and copper in his beard and thought, if this was only him, then it would be enough.
The most amazing thing about the beard was the tiny little caterpillar that burrowed in and out through the fronds of the glittering
beard. And as she contemplated the beauty of the caterpillar, it dawned on her that why in the middle of Brunkerna Street was there a man with a golden beard called George with a caterpillar crawling through his beard? And why was he so happy about that situation?
So when she approached him, she said, excuse me, I hope you don't mind me stopping you in the street like this, but I can't help wondering about the caterpillar.
And he said, lady, you...
Lady, she said, you called me lady.
And she thought, oh my God, I had a dream that this would happen. And she told him, I had a dream that someone could come along and call me lady. Nobody in this Brunkerna town ever calls me lady. And you have just called me lady. It's so amazing. Among three people in the street today shouted woman at me. And I was raging about it. And you've come along. And George then said that he, the previous night, had exactly the same dream and had woken up with the feeling that there were no more ladies in the world.
Except the ladybirds. And he had a phobia about ladybirds, so that is why he couldn't follow his instinct and start to breed a colony of ladybirds. But he was not afraid of butterflies. And he thought that what he could do was to breed a colony of butterflies from caterpillars. And the safest place that he could think of for the caterpillars was in his beard.
And she had a money temple for herself in which she had nothing to do with the money. And she decided that,
what she would do was be invest in George's butterfly beard farm in Buncrana.
So that was the happily ever after, story, and all the bits about money interfering with relationships and ruining them was cut out.
But I'm just going to finish up now, because it's nearly 11 o'clock anyway, so we might as well. Right, so this is called Factory Queen, so we'll finish off. I'd like to thank everybody for coming out tonight. Thank yous for coming to Derry's most successful open mic. I think probably the world's most successful open mic. And the universe. There you go. We're going universal. Right, so it's called Factory Queen.
Should have been, I nearly was a factory queen. New dress, so depressed, looking good, but here's a mess. Going early, leaving late, never mind, my hair's a stick. Taxi cab, another step, fuck it all and take a tab. Why? Oh, why should I stop? Next stop, I pop, you drop, we get caught. As I said, I feel a hit. Oh my lord, this is a shit. Feels nice, feels good. Gonna dance and change your wood. Stand clear on me. Party's on, have no fear. Why? Oh, why should I stop? Oh, yeah. Now I've come to the end of my high. Touching down, but I'll still get by. To the don't, cannot find nowhere part of the game. Do you the same? Why? Oh, why? Why? Oh, why? It should have been, I could have been. Nearly was a factory queen. Going early, leaving late. Why? Oh, why should I stop? Oh, yeah. Now I've come to the end of my high. Touching down, but I'll still get by. To the don't, cannot find nowhere part of the game. Do you feel the same? Why? Nearly was a factory queen. Going early, leaving late. Yeah, yeah. Never mind my heads, I stayed. Why? Oh, why? Why should I stop? Should I stop? Should I stop? Oh, oh,
oh. Please go. Thank you very much. Right, so we'll see you all back here next week if yous are still about. Yous will be back up next week again. Okay, collecting players for your open mic. Please. Think of me. Just brilliant. Brilliant. Happy days. Right, well, sure. Thanks very much, everybody. Thanks to the staff. Thanks to yourselves for coming along. Thanks to James and Rory and to everybody that's on the board there. Thank yous. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks to John for coming on with us. Bag of meat. Yeah. John's bag of meat, everybody.